he hasn't realised that it's a permit only.
This is a resident only car park.
Who's just pulled out of it? Where's he gone?
Who's got a ticket on that motor?
I did, yes.
I live there, man.
Where's your residence permit?
I've got a residence permit.
Why not?
You just saw the car park on here instead of on the road going off permit.
No, you need a residence permit.
Why's that?
You need a residence permit, mate. Yeah. I am loving this. I'm like a pig in shit with this. I'm watching Parking Mad on YouTube, episode 1. Oh my god. Now this is delicious because all the people getting angry, they're in the wrong. They've parked wrong. They haven't read the sign or they're ignorant. And the law comes down on them like a ton of bricks. Oh, I love this sort of stuff. I really do. So that's why I'm spending the last last hour or so before my birthday watching this sort of stuff on YouTube. Oh my god. Some of these people, they get pretty cross. All this to say, all this to say that, yeah, it is my birthday tomorrow, and I'll probably post a birthday episode here on Anchor. So, if you're an Anchor user, if you use the app, you'll get periodic updates throughout the day. But if in fact you just subscribe to the Luke Hand Anchor podcast through iTunes or any other podcast feed or app or what have you, of course you'll catch up on the whole show at a later date. Either way, definitely put in your to-do app to check out Parking Mad episode 1. Binge watch it. I've got a feeling this is going to be good. This is going to be very good.
Because it's a residential area. See, permit parking only this car park.
You are a object of hate.
Good morning. Luke Hand here, live in the shower, on the 17th of November. You know, the 17th of November, it's always held a very special place in my heart and on my calendar, being as it is my birthday. So, it's 6:30, I'm quite excited. I've already received a couple of texts from family members wishing me a happy birthday. Promises to be a great day, so stay tuned. And also, this is just a sign of how empathetic I am. Everyone's probably thinking, oh Luke, have a great day on your birthday. I'll flip the script and also wish you a great day also. Have a good day, guys. A quick DuckDuckGo search online reveals that Jesus Christ was crucified at the age of 33 and a half. I am now older than Jesus.
Yep, there's no day on the calendar quite like the 17th of November.
On this day in history, the 17th of November, 1558, Queen Elizabeth ascends to the throne of England. Born on this day, 1925, actor and heartthrob Rock Hudson. Born on this day in 1944, actor, director, producer Danny DeVito. In 1961, the Beatles played a lunchtime show at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. That night, they played at the Village Hall, Notting Hill, Liverpool. In 1996, the Spice Girls were at number one on the UK album chart with their debut release, Spice Girls. This has been On This Day in History.
You've often been called obsessive, which is certainly true, though you need to remember to see the positive side of it, the fact that obsession is really just extremely focused concentration. Your ability to focus to that extent comes in handy now, and you should be glad you've got it. When someone less intense tosses you a glance or a comment, don't be shy. https://www.astrology.com/horoscope/daily/tomorrow/scorpio.html.
Hello, fam. Just wanted to jump back on the anchor to just again say that I hope you're all having a really nice day. It's Friday the 17th of November. Happens to be my birthday, but I hope you guys are having a... Hope everybody listening, except for my cousin, I won't name them, but this is the same cousin who told me about 5 years or so ago that I would soon be using a Samsung phone rather than an iPhone. So, I've just checked. I'm still using an iPhone, so you might have been a little bit wrong on that. So, and also she had her wedding a couple of weekends ago, didn't invite me, invited my sisters and my mother and stuff. So that was quite nice of her just to not invite me. But everybody else besides her, I hope you guys are having a really nice day. Enjoy the sun. I think we've got a storm coming through in a bit. So enjoy the nice weather while you can. Thank God it's Friday. Have a great day, guys. Besides my one cousin. All right, bye.
Jesus Christ. I take one day off for my birthday, and next minute the fit hits the shan at the office, and they're calling me, "Oh, Mr. Hand, it's all gone pear-shaped, Mr. Hand, what do we do? We don't know what to do." So, bloody birthday day off, and I have to pop into the office, so we'll see what these numbnuts have done. Oops. Right, what's the problem?
Right.
David tells me there's a huge problem with peak.
Yes, 1710.
I was kidding. Eh? I was kidding. 1710 is more education. Okay. So there's no problem?
I was joking, I told you not to come in.
Later haters.
Hooray!
Can I help?
Yeah, you go. Go, Google. Go, Maeve.